From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians, commencing a message entitled Basic Christianity. In chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, we find the Apostle thanking God for certain characteristics of the Colossian believers. He mentions their faith in Christ Jesus, the love which they had to all the saints, and the hope which is laid up for them in heaven. Three particular words stand out in these verses: faith, love, and hope. As Dr. Cairns will explain, these represent the foundational truths of true Christianity. The starting point is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a faith which is based on the body of truth revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of this message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called One a Majority. The text is Joshua 23 and verse 10. One man of you shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Why count heads? One man with God is a majority, though there be a thousand on the other side. Sometimes our helpers may be too many for God to work with them, as was the case with Gideon, who could do nothing till he had increased his forces by thinning out their numbers. But the Lord's hosts are never too few. When God would found a nation, he called Abram alone and blessed him. When he would vanquish proud Pharaoh, he used no armies, but only Moses and Aaron. The one-man ministry, as certain wise men call it, has been far more used of the Lord than trained bands with their officers. Did all the Israelites together slay so many as Samson alone? Saul and his hosts slew their thousands, but David his 10,000s. The Lord can give the enemy long odds and yet vanquish him. If we have faith, we have God with us. And what are multitudes of men? One shepherd's dog can drive before him a great flock of sheep. If the Lord sent thee, O my brother, his strength will accomplish his divine purpose. Wherefore, rely on the promise and be very courageous.
Men of God, arise, let us praise the King together. Men of God, arise, let us praise His holy name. For His wondrous power within, for His power to cleanse from sin, for His power to take alive and make it whole again. We are called to spread the gospel story to those who've never heard. We are called to spread the gospel story. Let our banner be unfurled. We've a story to give to our nation, to bring them the message of salvation. We'll work and watch and fight and pray. Oh, men of God, arise. Men of God, arise, for He comes to claim His children. Men of God, arise, for He cometh in the sky. We know not the day or hour that He'll come in glorious power. We must go and spread the news that He
gospel story to those who've never heard. We are called to spread the gospel story. Let our banner be unfurled. We'll tell the wonderful story of the Christ who sets men free.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Now we're turning this morning to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. I should add about this afternoon, Mr. Farr was speaking to me last night and he said, since they're at church, I think he's going to stay around and go from door to door with a begging bowl because they have no power out at their place. And he'll go and say a crumb here and a crumb there and they'll be well fed. But no, he had a very good idea since some are going to be at the church after this service. Good idea to use the time to give out the invitations. And he said maybe these brass musicians could come and walk up and down the streets with us. So, Tim, you've got a few good brass musicians right behind you in that next seat. So put a noose round their neck and they'll put a noose round other brass necks. Well, no, brass players' necks. And we'll have a real good band there before we're through. And that will be a way to get the people interested and receiving the invitations. We're reading just the opening verses of Colossians chapter 1, the first few verses of the chapter, verses 1 through 6. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. I will want today to direct your attention particularly to what we find in verses 4 and 5 of this opening chapter of Colossians. But first, let's take a moment to seek the Lord's face in prayer. Our loving God and our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this word of the truth of the gospel. And we pray that it will be heard today with clarity and with faith. We pray, our God, that thou wilt still us in thy presence and speak to us by thy Spirit, applying the word to every heart. Lord, speak to preacher and listener alike, and grant that in everything Jesus Christ may be glorified. O Lord, may the word of the Lord have free course today. May it run like a mighty torrent from the throne of God to the hearts of men and women. And, O Lord, make thy word effectual in many lives, saving the lost, encouraging, edifying, leading onwards those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Visit this church with revival. Quicken us, O God, we pray, that the gifts and graces we find described here in thy word may be abundantly evident in the life of this congregation of thy people. And to thee we'll give the praise and the honor and the glory. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Verses 4 and 5 of Colossians 1, Paul says that he prayed always for the church in Colossae. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Getting good news from Colossae about the success of the gospel and the establishment of a good, strong Church of Christ in that place was a shot in the arm to the Apostle Paul. He was lying a prisoner in Rome, cut off from his work, cut off from his passion to preach Christ to the Gentile nations, getting news of difficulties here and there in the churches, discouraged no doubt on many fronts. And now he gets a shot in the arm because of the good work of God that Epaphras, one of Paul's converts in Ephesus, had seen done as he carried on the apostles' ministry in Asia Minor. Seems that from Colossae, the word spread out and other cities around about were reached, churches were established, and the name of Jesus Christ was greatly glorified. Now it is true that though there was much to encourage Paul, the church in Colossae was far from perfect. And indeed it was facing at that time a dire battle. It was one reason why Epaphras went to Rome to see the apostle, because of the corrupting influences and the threat being posed by a specific form of Judaistic apostasy. But despite the challenge and the threat, Paul could look with joy on the Colossians, for this was a church that was a good church, and it was well worth rescuing from its foes. What particularly thrilled the heart of the apostle, I believe, was the evidence that the Colossian believers had truly grasped the essence of the gospel. Thus, throughout this epistle, you'll find that Paul could expound or appeal from the basis of some great theme of the gospel. In the knowledge that the Colossians would respond, they'd be able to follow him. Now, it's very easy for me to say that. But when I tell you that that kind of reasoning is almost entirely absent from modern evangelicalism, modern fundamentalism, and a large part of the modern reform or reformation movement, that kind of argument is conspicuous by its absence. Why? Because we live in a day when people have learned a little narrow angle on the gospel, and that has been represented as the whole gospel. And any time you focus on one tiny feature, make that into the whole picture, you always end up with a caricature. I got an example of that on Friday night. We were out with some of the young people. They were what, the juniors and seniors. And they were having their get together. They couldn't get together without me. Yeah, that means I wouldn't allow them. So out we went. I took some pictures. Congregation was so kind as to provide me with the best possible camera that you can have, marked almost 26 years of being here. I told Brad, the camera's wonderful. The pictures will not be one bit better than usual because the cameraman's the same dumb non-photographer as ever. But I took a picture, and just coming into the shot, there was the side of a young man's face. I'm not going to name him publicly this morning. I may later, but not at the moment. And as I zoomed in, after the picture was taken, I could isolate everything else, and all I have got filling the screen is a mouth. And at 8 megapixels per picture, you can practically, if he were taking tonsillitis, you could see it actually beginning to grow. It's that quick. It's that sharp, you see? So here's this mouth. Now, if I were to publish that and say, name the young fella, this is so-and-so, I think, and he's smiling because he's glad that I'm gracious, I think that he would be somewhat miffed. That's a caricature. That's what's happening to the gospel. People take one little thing, come to Jesus and he'll forgive your sins. It's not the gospel, by the way. That is the result of the gospel, but it's not the gospel. But that's taken to be the whole story, so that most people now do not understand what the gospel is. And so when a preacher would come and take the gospel or some great themes of the gospel and from that argue to how Christians ought to live, in most places they look blankly at him. Or they say, we understand that when they haven't a clue in the world what's going on. That was not so in Colossae. These were new Christians. Just a few years was this church in operation by this time. And yet the apostle could go to some of the wondrous truths of the gospel, argue therefrom, and these people were able to follow him. So that's what he does throughout this epistle. Now he starts off in chapter 1 by thanking the Lord that in these believers he finds proof of their reception and their practice of what I'll call basic Christianity. You'll notice the use of the words faith and love and hope. Now those are three things that are frequently brought together. You'll find that they stand together in the New Testament revelation. And any time you observe Christians, professing Christians, showing faith and love and hope, you should give the Lord thanks. Paul certainly did, for they are the essential graces of the gospel. I want us to think of these this morning in order, and I'll try to do so as simply and briefly as possible. First of all, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the foundational grace. In the New Testament, all Christianity, all Christian experience commences with faith in Christ. Until there is that faith in Christ, there is no Christianity whatsoever. That is the commencing point. By grace are you saved through faith. How does a man get saved? Paul told the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. What is faith? There are many definitions that may be given of faith, but let me come back to the most fundamental and the most simple. It was a definition used by one of Scotland's great theologian preachers, Dr. Brown of Edinburgh. And he said, faith is simply a sinner believing in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.